Sales reps need to be well prepared to conduct every field visit with growers. They need to have a plan that covers all the details, from what to say, to who's going to drive to the field, to what will be accomplished once you're there with the grower. Field visits can be one of the most fun and rewarding times you spend with customers because there's so much to talk about. Everything you talk about with a prospect or customer during a field visit is of great interest to him because the entire conversation centers around the number one source for his on-farm income, the fields where he grows his crops. These fields aren't only the most important element in his production plan, apart from the seed. They're also the key to your product's success on his farm. The field your seed is planted in is a huge factor determining the success or failure of your varieties. It amazes me that more seed sellers don't visit fields prior to writing orders or developing cropping plans to make sure they know where their seed is going to be planted. 75% of all varieties never produce their potential and planted in the wrong field. Therefore, properly conducting field visits at least twice before your seed is planted, when once afterwards, is one of the most important factors contributing to peak varietal performance on a farmer's farm. The goal is to match the right varieties with the right fields to ensure success for both you and the farmer at harvest time. Here are the five things you need to do to prepare for every field visit. Number one, write out in detail and practice your field visit script. Field visits will generate so many important benefits for you and your grower when done properly. When not done properly, they are a total waste of time for both you and the farmer. Don't wing it. Come prepared. Number two, review the plan with the grower before you go to visit the field. Tell your prospect or customer ahead of time what you plan to do and why you're planning to do it. This is not the time for surprises, but more importantly, a time for farmers to fully understand and have confidence in doing something they've never done before. You want and need their full cooperation and buy-in. Number three, be sure your vehicle is clean inside and out. You'll be taking the farmer to visit his fields in your vehicle, and your vehicle is your office, so use this as an opportunity to impress customers. I guarantee every farmer who gets into a vehicle that is sparkling clean inside and out will make a positive comment about it. And that's exactly what you want, farmer to be impressed or even a little intimidated. Number four, on the way to the field, talk about the field you're about to see and review the goals he has for that field. It will keep him focused on the future and how he plans to achieve his goals. He won't have the answer to most of your questions, but we'll get him thinking that no other seed seller has ever taken this much time to sell me seed and ask me so many important questions that I can't answer. Number five, take the lead. Whether you're surveying his planted stand, creating a new cropping plan, or reviewing plans prior to planting, always lead the conversation. Always be in charge. Stay focused on his goals, and he will follow your lead. Make sure he knows the plan and what you want him to do once you leave his farm. See you in the next lesson.